This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I gotta tell you, this whole internet thing, it is just a fad. It is going away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need to get started on it.
No, not right now, anyway.
Not even a little. So this means you're not on Twitter, then. Or are you on Twitter?
What does it mean? No, I'm not.
I'm gonna close this real quick.
Yeah, I've tweeted one... I think I said, hello, world. And then I never did anything else. That was years ago, I'm sure.
That's really fun. Is that true?
Yeah.
Because a lot of actors I've spoken with, what they've tried to figure out is the balance between promoting what they're doing, promoting maybe certain things they're interested in, and having it reach a larger audience because of their, you know, status as an actor, if you will, and trying to use it for social awareness or whatever it might be. So it's not just them saying, oh, I'm going to the Four Seasons today, you know?
You know, Jack Nicholson said it best, never let them know who you are. You know, I mean, that's the problem we're up against. You know, movies are supposed to be fantasy and magic. And when you have all the DVD extras and behind the scenes and everybody's concerned about box office, I'm not saying anything new. But, you know, you're supposed to believe that we're all characters in this drama, and it's very difficult with Twitter. Now, I understand the need for it, and I can see certainly in a social aspects of it, but I think for the movies, it's sometimes nice to know not know everything about what everybody thinks.
Yeah. I actually agree with you 100%, and I think that I believe, like, I love covering movies. I love movies. Love. It's, like, deep in my soul how much I love movies. But it also kills me how many, like, I'm so lucky that I get to visit movie sets and talk to everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I've lost the illusion
of
how, you know, how did they do that? Well, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when they show those behind-the-scenes things on, say, Inception, you see exactly how they made that thing happen. And I would love that. How did they do that? You know, where it's just talked about but not shown.
Yeah. But those, like you said, I mean, those days are past, you know, and everybody's so involved in it, you know, from a standpoint where that they might just go see the movie for that. So, or buy the DVD. I guess it all comes down to money. Anyway.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, though. The movie business is a business.
Business, yeah.
That's it. I mean, everyone, I get to do this, you get to do this, because there's money on the line, you know, and it's all, all of us are so lucky that what we get to do. Since I have extra time, like more than, you know, 4 minutes with you, when did you first know that you wanted to be an actor? Do you remember it like a...
Oh, yeah. When I was 14, I was living in London. I was going to rugby practice, and there was a notice that said auditions for Charlie Brown, The Doctor Is In. And for some reason, I went to that instead of rugby practice. And because our school was so small, I got Charlie Brown. And that was the first... I had 7 solos, you know, when he flies the kite, you know, and he talks to Linus and Lucy and all that sort of stuff. And I can't sing, so that was traumatic for everybody.
Is there a video of this?
No, that was before.
Okay, I just wanted to throw
that. Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Right. There still
could
be video.
No, you know, no, I don't think so.
It would have come out by now?
Yeah. So that was fun. And that was when I was, I think, 14, 13 or 14. And that's when I knew I was going to be an actor. And then I did plays at my high school and, you know, fell in love and, you know, got my girlfriend, was in the play, my next play, and so then it started. Never intended to do anything else.
Typically speaking, I'm always curious about the preparation process for actors. What do you typically, when you get a script and you're getting ready to do a role, how early on are you looking at the script, breaking it down, figuring it out? Some actors I know are doing it immediately, and some are doing it at the last second so it's as fresh as possible. Do you mind talking about this, or you don't want to talk about it?
I mean, I don't mind talking about it, but no, you need as much time as you possibly can with that script. You can't have enough time. You know, I guess there are two schools of thought.
I've spoken to both sides of this. Yeah. I'm always curious what side you're on, you know?
Oh, I think you have to start. I think you need to put it into a syringe, and I think you need to inject it into your veins. I think you need to bathe in it. You need to cook it. You need to drink it. You need to eat it. You need to put it in your way when you're walking. So you step over it and look at a page, paste it up places, make pictures, draw it, you know, do everything you possibly can to infuse it into your body. Now, that being said, the way movies work is sometimes you don't have that time.
I was going to say, sometimes you're getting a role very close to film.
Yeah, not only when you have the role. I mean, for example, sometimes you're given the words on the morning of. You know, the speech that I gave at the end, I read those words for the first time that morning. So, you know, you do your best. The thing that helps is that when you do, you know, infuse it and get it into your bones, that you're now not worrying about words. You're talking about character and behavior. And so words are just an extension of images from the character's mind. So, you know, words aren't as important as they were. If you're just doing something where you're spewing words all the time, then that becomes an act of memorization. But when you're getting to know your character and becoming one with your character or whatever, then words just come out of you. And they're the words you're supposed to use. Like, often I'll go through a script and I'll answer the questions. I'll answer what the character before me says, and I'll answer the character, you know, do every part. And I'll just, off my head, read the line, and then I'll say the answer. But it's, you know, in my head, and it's usually the answer that's in the script. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
That I didn't explain that very well. But, you know, so you got to get it inside you. I'm the second way is...
Well, there's a difference of why maybe perhaps more fans are, you know, I'm a bigger fan of your work than, say, some of others. Just throwing that out there hypothetically. Speaking about a number of takes, though, some actors prefer, I already know what your answer is going to be. Some actors prefer the Clint Eastwood method of two takes, and some love the David Fincher method of 50.
Well, it depends, you know. I'm not against either. When did you get it? You know, why is Fincher doing it? You know, why is your director asking you more? I mean, are you getting better? Are you finding new things? That sort of thing. I mean, if it's sadistic then, or masochistic, then I'm not so into it. However, if I get it in two, I get it in two. I can get it in one, you know, two, and I can move on, too. But you got to then ask yourself, where do you see the best performances? And they're usually in Fincher's movies. I mean, Fincher's movies are seamless. They're freaking, you know, actors you see in Fincher's movies, you see people do work that they haven't done before. There's a reason for that.
He's a great director.
Yeah, and he does 50 takes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're talking about, you know, Michael Mann does the same thing, you know, I mean, this is how you get great performances. Scorsese does it. You know, you give me 50 takes...
Right.
And you're going to get a good performance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I spoke to Fincher, and he told me, I asked him very specifically about these kinds of things, and he was explaining to me that sometimes the first 6 to 8 takes are just like, I'm figuring things out. You know, we're not even looking at through the fucking camera. But, like, I think a lot of it, for the first 20, he's talking about doing technical stuff, making sure that's all perfect. The actors are just getting there. And then what he's doing is he is then taking, say, part of your take 3... part of your take 42, and then part of take 24, and crafting your performance. And he's using all of it to craft something.
God bless him.
That's what he told me.
Well, God bless him. I mean, the man knows how to make a movie. He's a genius and a movie maker, so I'd love to work with him. I know him. You know, I mean, look, there's the only thing that's important in a movie is the director.
I would argue the script sometimes is important.
But not as.
But no, the director is clearly...
The benevolent dictator who is a visionary.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't oversell that. I mean, it's so important. I mean, look at Antoine. Antoine's taking a movie and with action and all the circumstances surrounding the film and... You know, and people are clapping. You know, there's a reason for that. It's not just because it fell out of the sky. It's because Antoine crafted this movie and didn't have all the money in the world, didn't have all the time in the world, you know, had limitations.
Totally.
and come up with something that, you know, is very pleasing and people are willing to want to see. So, and you know, you say, well, actors, well, if an actor has to look at a director that is spineless and gutless and has no idea what he's doing, he's not going to be inspired to give that one great, give a great performance. You have a director who can take an actor who does it is not so great, but he's middle of the pack, and he can bring him up. He can challenge him.
I do think I'm speaking of Antoine for a second. He really knows what he's doing with making like movies. He knows how to make a movie. And there's some directors that just don't have it. He does, and as you were saying, he knows how to make something that the crowd is into. You know, he has his pulse there.
Yeah.
Something that struck me about this movie, and I'm curious when you got involved. It is really a hard R. This is not some PG-13 thing. I don't know if we talked about this on camera, but when you were involved in it, when you first got involved, did you know it was going to be like so brutal and so punching you in the face?
No, it wasn't in the script. I mean, look, you know, if you take a quarter page or half page of script and it says the action, you know, then you just don't have an idea. That's all Antoine.
Sure.
That's all Antoine. And it's Antoine while we're making it, pushing us and pushing the action. And you know, often Antoine doesn't know what's going to happen. You know, most times he doesn't know what happens. You know, an actor will say, yeah, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this, and then they'll do this, boom, 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 and then it just escalates, and then that guy gets into it and adds his thing. So really, he's a good chef, you know. And if you get good ingredients, and then you can make something special. I mean, you know, my one headbutt was my idea. You know what I'm saying? I said, Antoine, if he says that to me, because Dylan went off on me.
Right.
And I just, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to headbutt him. And he's like, do it.
That's good. Something I want to talk to you about is the great cast in this thing. The great supporting cast, like you have Melissa Leo, you just have a great supporting cast. When were you like, shit, we really put something together here?
Well,
was there one person that got involved besides you that, and, you know? That you
well, were like, I would have to say that, you know, well, I was in the PIOC most of the time, right? The underground bunker. And Melissa was, you know, impressive. Her commitment, her ideas, you know, listen, you're talking about Fincher. The actors are just getting warmed up after six takes, whatever. Good actors work between takes.
Sure.
No, not sure.
No, well,
that is don't be so blasé about that one.
Good actors.
Good actors.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Sure, to good actors.
Yeah. Good actors work between.
Not the ones that are on Twitter. Go on.
Yeah. So I say that because Melissa works between takes. She's figuring it out. She's committing. She's wondering what she can do next. How can she add? What other spice can she put in there? You know, always communicating. You know, she's not working for herself. She's working. You know, she's working for the movie and she's working for the other actors. That's rare. You know, and that's when you know that they're a great actor. You know, after that, I thought Melissa and I had the same agent. You know, I said I would do a two-hander with her. You know what I mean?
She's a real...
I would do a two-handed love story with her.
She's a really good actor.
Yeah.
She's really good. And, like, I watch her on Treme, like, and I've watched her on so much. She's a really good actor.
Yeah, and she used to come to my trailer, and we would sit outside and talk about acting and her philosophy and her experiences. And, again, that's something that, you know, when you respect an actor, you want to talk acting with them. I want to get everything out of Melissa that I can. You know, I want to get her experiences into me.
Sure.
You know, or Morgan, or whoever it is. And so I feel blessed to have worked with her.
I have to wrap you, but I want to ask you real quick about two other things. So I heard through the grapevine that you're going to CinemaCon to finally show some My Frankenstein footage.
Yeah. Yeah, when is that? April, right?
It's middle of April. You'll be going to...
is it middle of April?
He knows your schedule.
Yeah.
You were thinking Comic-Con. Show West is now...
No, but am I going to be here for this one?
CinemaCon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, you're definitely going? Yeah. Because I've heard hypothetically I could be talking to you at CinemaCon.
Oh, good.
So have you seen footage from the movie, or this is going to be where you finally see stuff?
Well, I've looped for it, but, I mean, what I saw was devoid of
CGI.
Whole, you know, I think even maybe segments were missing and stuff. So I'm going to be totally surprised by it. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I heard Lionsgate is pushing your movie and the Hunger Games sequel. Those are the two that they're really going to be
showing. Oh, is that right? At CinemaCon?
Yeah. This is for all the theater owners around the world. This is the real one. It's like Comic-Con for the important people.
Oh, is that right?
That's what associate it's, that in your
where does show this take West. Place?
Show West.
It's in
show
Vegas.
West. Oh, in Vegas. Okay, yeah. I got you.
This is the one where they
this is where Will Smith goes.
Yes. This is where the everyone goes to schmooze with the people that are going to play your movies.
Voila.
Right. And
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Lionsgate, I mean, they chose you and Hunger Games.
God bless them, man. I mean, this movie was, it's out there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking amped up for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you take a modern tale of the monster of Frankenstein, put Cali sticks in his hands, you know, and then put gargoyles and demons and good and evil in it. And you're talking about a kick-ass movie. So we worked really hard on it. It's got a lot of action. I did all the fighting myself, 100%, pretty much, except for one fall. So I'm really proud of that.
I saw some of the set photos when you were filming. I want to say Budapest?
No. In Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, then I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, because Stuart Beattie is
He's
Australian.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only American in the movie.
I think I fucked up with Budapest. I don't know why I was thinking Budapest. But I got to ask you about one other thing, because we'll talk more about I, Frankenstein at CinemaCon. Yeah. She's going to kill me. You signed on for, I believe, Divergent? Or am I wrong about this?
I cannot say.
So,
they reported a bunch of people that are in talks.
Oh, you're one of the people in talks.
I cannot say.
I understand. Okay, well, in a
good
few
time to end.
Do you know about Divergent?
Let me hit stop.